You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before November, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache, you walk the trot.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
226.
Episode 226. You're not just saying numbers. Sound like a fucking bingo caller there. 226, all the ducks.
So
and
before we
six.
Start recording, I just said 225. So we've been doing it to one, from one, and then it landed on 226 just when you start recording, which happens to be this episode.
We should come in one of these days and you can just say all of the episode numbers for the next like 100 episodes. So you don't even have
can
to worry about it.
Can we pre-record that? Yeah. Just yeah. Do all just all the like, numbers and then we don't have to do intros anymore.
Yeah. Just get all the intros done in one and then AI the episodes. Easy. Easy.
Should just do that. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, how are you?
Grand. Nice can of Monster. Cheers.
Mine's empty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No sympathy. We'll talk about a lot in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
Like the comet.
The comet? Well, the spaceship, you mean.
The thing that's sitting there, the comet.
Three-eyed Atlas.
The lights on it.
Yeah, with the lights. The comet with the lights and the repulsing gas and... Yeah, we talked about that.
And you doing your best for charity and going to give them back to get good karma back.
How cool are glasses? We talk about how cool glasses are.
Ollie's,
spectacles.
Ollie's like. Wearing glasses now.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He's going to be wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Did I have on?
You talked about your weight.
My weight.
We get into that.
Got me weight. Trying to maintain it and getting slagged at the same time.
Yeah, we talk about Lowitz.
Lowitz. So we don't normally give it away.
We don't.
But we did there because Joe did it.
Charity, me being a good person.
I just said that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
To get good karma back.
Yeah.
Doing things for charity to get something out of it for yourself, to make yourself feel better.
And I'm going to start smoking.
Yeah. Speaking of, will I have a vape?
You may as well. Let's get started. Have a vape while we're starting the music.
Right. See you later. How are you all keeping? How are you, Joe?
Are we rolling?
Rolling on a river. Rolling on a river.
Could I pull off top button closed? Look.
No.
This, Jesus.
Does anyone wear a short?
Anymore.
Anymore. Who wears shorts anymore?
Could I pull that off? I never did that.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's trendy, is it?
No. Not wearing
no,
a toy.
Siobhan's like laughing.
No one
That's
buttons
the hardest
it up
I've
to the top. No one buttons it to the top without a toy.
Look
like Pee Wee Herman.
This is a good look. I'm bringing it back, man. It's like The Killers. It's 2006 vibes. It's given 2006.
Yeah.
I can't breathe them.
Haven't seen anyone doing that since 2006.
I'm going to bring it back.
You should.
It's, you know, fashion rolls and cycles. This is going to be a thing. 100% people are going to be wearing vests. A waistcoat. Remember people wore waistcoats on the night out and a pair of jeans?
Jesus, yeah.
Boot cut jeans and a waistcoat. Say you've seen that down in Galway, Siobhan. Say you've seen that in the Roisin Dove a few times.
The Roisin Dove. Rumour has it they're still wearing them. Going around like snooker players on the night out.
Oh, snooker players on the top half. I don't know what, and I'm not even going to say on the bottom
Ken
half.
Ken Doherty fella.
Snazzy though.
No, with a t-shirt.
Waistcoat with a t-shirt, yeah. Oh God, that was brave.
I remember years ago, right, I wore a t-shirt out on a night out, and it just said, I'm not normal.
Okay.
And I remember being at the bar getting a drink. It was in the Shilling, like, and the barmaid said, like, she was like, what? Because look, and she's looking at, I'm not normal. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, I'll kill. It was real awkward. Like, I just got a little memory there.
Rosary beads. They were fucking 15 rosary beads hanging around my neck. Yeah. Like, it was Mardi Gras.
And then some people went to the extent of getting the rosary bead tattooed on them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like swinging, you know, like,
there was momentum.
It was like that
was
momentum to the tattoo.
Shadows on it and everything. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was like an optical illusion.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
And if you count the beads, there's not enough of them. So it's not even like a real rosary beads.
I like the scented ones.
The scented rosary beads?
They scent, smell like the church.
I like the glow in the dark rosary beads. So you could say a bit of rosary in the dark.
I liked when they start getting like that with them. Yeah. And people had them fucking, we probably talked about all this before, but I don't care. People forget.
The wooden bracelets.
The bracelets, yeah. And then there was like plastic ones that were like bright blue and stuff.
There's diehard ones where, with metal.
Yeah, I had them.
They were the good ones. Because you can go to the Moving Crib on Parnell Square. Did you ever go in there?
No.
I don't even know if it's still there. But the Moving Crib, it's just like a religious shop where you can go in and just get religious stuff.
Really?
Like Bibles and like stuff like that.
Oh.
Like, it's like when Oasis were playing and the open. He opened the merch store. This is like the church merch store.
Yeah. I used to get them in the village, in Finglas Village, in like a angel shop. Oh, in yeah, the angel
yeah.
shop.
Yeah.
And they done tarot card readings down the back and all.
Angel
fucking
cards.
It's not there anymore though.
Yeah. I have a deck of cards that's angel cards. They're not tarot cards. Do you know what they are? Angel cards. You just pick one a day and then there's
angel.
A message on it. Oh, Mary cards. They're all messages from the Virgin Mary or something like that. But yeah, they're supposed to be like, if you want to get into tarot, someone told me, these are a good first step. Get this, get these.
Oh yeah?
And some sage. And clean your house with the sage. And your gaff smells like a crack den. Hate the smell of sage.
I put sage in to make stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. 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 You wouldn't burn it and shove it up the turkeys.
Smoked it before.
Bit of sage? I think it was
rosemary actually. Someone in school gave it to me. I thought it was a narcotic. And they all laughed at me and said, Conway smokes herbs.
I'm shooting,
for like 2 years straight.
I'm shooting a short film next week and I was talking to the director yesterday and there's a scene in it where I go to the smoking area of a hospital and I take a drag out of the cigarette and I was chatting to her. And so maybe you can answer this. I don't smoke and I've never smoked.
Did they have the herbal ones for you though?
But even if I smoke a herbal one, does it feel the exact same as having a normal smoke?
Yeah, it kind of does. Like, it's just that the taste is different and there's no nicotine in it. It's like organic.
So I'd rather have a real smoke then.
I'd just start, yeah. If there's ever a time to start, it's on that set.
I'd just go green.
Just go for smoke breaks. Green, do you want to take? Boys. I have to get sick. Hang on there 1 sec. Jesus. Oh no, you would fail. If you had a fucking full smoke, you'd be sick as a dog.
Yeah.
You'd be spewing all over the place.
What if I loved it?
Maybe you like the sickness.
That's how I'm
often, by the way, over a month.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't know if I mentioned that, did I?
You mentioned that you were trying to give them up and then you were on the vapes.
I have the vape with me now, but like I don't really smoke it that much. Like I have this vape, like a Lost Mary, like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Is it? How long are they supposed to last?
Some people like 2 or 3 days, don't they? Siobhan, no? Do you have friends who smoke vapes that last 2 or 3 days? Yeah. She said yeah. But that's just a fucking bit of a clutch or something. Just some sort of a smoke. Do you know the way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel real clear on the chest and all.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great, man. Yeah. That's real good.
The only thing is you can put the weight on because you eat the gaff over.
Yeah, because smoking stunts you. Yeah. But sure, you can just go on the Ozempic.
That's another option, yeah.
Or the Mounjaro.
Yeah. Are they not the same?
No, they're two different.
Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro, yeah. They'll turn you into Kilimanjaro to Summerhill.
What's that mean?
Big to small.
Ooh. Anyone I see that's like lost a lot of weight recently, I'm just like, how do they do it?
You can see it on them.
Yeah. It's in the neck, isn't it?
It's, you can see it on them because they lose muscle definition. And so it kind of makes them look, if they, if they're not maintaining that muscle, then it kind of makes them look a little bit sicker. But there's a, another company that has come out with another drug that makes you lose the weight but retains your muscle definition. It's kind of like a cheat, isn't it? It feels like for years people have just been losing weight naturally, and it's been taking them, they're like, oh, here's me in 2023 and here's me now in 2025. Took me 2 years to lose 30 pounds. And there's people losing 30 pounds in 1 month now. Yeah, with these
in an hour.
Which is great, I suppose, I think. But do we know enough about them? Like, I feel like in five,
it's like the vapes. Don't know enough. Well, your brother was...
Or just smoke.
Yeah, just have a smoke, like.
Yeah, my brother got very sick on the vapes. Well, he thinks that it's because of the vapes.
Popcorn lung.
Well, he got pneumonia in one lung, and he got...
But was it definitely over the vapes?
Who knows what it's from?
Hmm. Was he flat out on them?
He was flat out on
them. Little Game Boy on the side of it, no?
Make a slice of toast on it and everything.
Like that. Do you ever see them ones that just like...
Has Netflix
take drags
on it.
Them and it's like, yeah, Netflix. And you take a, people take a drag off and it's just like this, the smoke that comes out is just never ending. It's just a constant, like a chimney. Like,
I'm very impressed. Do you ever see the competitions? The Hoobrain competitions? No, you've never seen the Hoobrain competitions?
No.
They make like pictures out of the puffs of smoke. It's incredible.
Hoobrain competitions?
Have you never seen this?
No, this...
Oh, Jesus.
It's that unbelievable. This almost feels rehearsed. I'm Googling that. Can I Google it?
Yeah. Say vape competitions, vape smoke competitions. So I don't know, I have to fucking find it.
Hula hoop ring competition, it says.
No,
can
vape.
I just see what that one is though?
Jesus Christ.
I was thinking of the crisps, but it's actually a hula hoop.
There, look, Siobhan has it there. Look at that. Look at that. The boys are sucking them in and then pushing them out. Look at that.
But they're flinging the hoop around with their hands and like doing all these weird shit.
Look at that. That's incredible.
I can do a hoop.
Can you?
Yeah.
Hula hoop.
I'm not going to do it in here because Owen said today FM don't allow you to vape in the studio, which is weird. Like, why?
Thought it was the cool station. I thought it was the young, cool, hip station.
My ma was off the smokes for 20 years and she's smoking these little Vogue ones now.
Oh, the cute ones. The little skinny yokes.
Yeah.
They're nice.
20 years she's off them.
Little Audrey Hepburn yokes.
I'm actually not going to say that because you go mad if she... It's not like me nanny is listening to the podcast because me nanny would flip.
She's going to get grounded.
Me nanny definitely doesn't even know what a podcast is, so I can say what I want. No, because other people actually say things to me, ma, about this podcast if we talk about it, it comes back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're
mad.
Oh, man. Like,
I've
always
been in trouble. Yeah, I've been in trouble.
You think like you're just, you know, having a chat about your man. She like doesn't know about it and then like, I heard you were talking about your aunt Starla.
Or anyone.
Yeah.
Like when I was talking about the people selling cans on Portland Row. The other day they were like, you talking about me on the bleeding pot? I'm like, just shut up. Stop listening. It's not even that they listen, but someone that knows them might listen and they'll say, they're talking about you.
Jesus.
Yeah. So you never know. Or in public. Out loud.
Real loud, like screaming.
Fuck yeah.
So last week, Joe was doing a thing with Dara Curran, who used to be known as the Guinness Guru, and it's just known as Dara Curran now.
Very nicely put. Fair play to you.
Huh? Yeah, he'd like that, wouldn't he?
He's a human being. He has a name.
He's not a normal person. He's kind of like one of the VIP crowds. He was doing pub hot takes with Joe, who isn't a normal person either. Pub hot takes. And you'll get a few steamy ones. And I was recording this and we were having a chat about negativity online, would you say?
Yeah.
And what like he's seeing, what you've seen, what I've seen and blah, blah, blah. And I said, years ago, like I used to get a lot of fucking people like saying need to lose a few pounds or something like that, or like fat shaming.
Yeah.
Which you can't be doing that.
I know. It's not nice.
It's not nice.
Funny though. But not nice.
Don't fucking stop. The weirdest thing ever happened. This outfielder walks by, half cut, I'd say,
yeah.
With another younger chap, could have been a son or, I don't know.
They were in the 50s and 40s.
One of them was like air edge.
No.
The fella with him, probably 40.
Maybe I'm older than I feel then.
Mm. And he goes, well, Darren, the bit of weight suits you.
Just as we were talking,
like,
about it.
What was that? He's like, the bit of weight suits you. And he said it like five times, didn't he? And I just goes, likewise, mate, yeah. And I was like, didn't know what way to take it. Whether it was like a dad joke or something like that. And you kind of were like, does that not mean like a compliment? I was like, nah, no way is that a compliment. Like, the bit of weight suits you.
Well, you were saying, how you took it was that he thinks that you're big and he's saying that it suits you. But the way I took it was that you're skinny now and he's saying that a bit of weight suits you. Like,
no, it's real condescending. It's like a double standard compliment. Is that how, no, what's a double standard compliment? What?
Yeah, like a
backhanded compliment. Like the bit of weight suits you, a bit of crack, like, do you know that way?
Yeah.
Real like pub joke at the bar. Do you know what I mean?
I think people are just desperate to say something or relate to you or connect in some. But the crazy thing about it was we were literally talking about it.
We were literally just talking about it.
In that moment.
Yeah, in that moment.
And we were saying, like, people will comment, they'll say shit online, but they'll never say it in public.
And this fella just walks by and goes, the bit away suits you.
You couldn't have timed it any better. Like, it was insane. It was surreal. It was very, very, very surreal.
And even Dara was like, that's like the maddest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
That is the maddest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Because it was so fucking, it just happened like perfect timing. Like,
yeah.
I literally finished the sentence and he said that.
And do you know what? A couple of days ago, I was watching a documentary and I'm only connecting it now. I was watching a documentary about John Candy. You know John Candy?
John Candy is the comedian, actor.
Yeah, actor, Uncle
Buck.
I've
seen that on the yoke. It's on
the thing he's taking.
Paramount.
Yeah.
Not the thing. On my one, it's on Paramount Plus. Or Amazon, one of them.
It's on one of them, yeah. And I was watching it, and it's mad because the people that, like, he became known for being, like, big, and as he started to break Hollywood, the films that he was in was just because he was big, and they were making jokes about his size. And there was one film, Stripes, with Bill Murray, where he's like, they had him rolling around in mud with all these sexy women. And it was, he hated it. He hated that scene. And he hated that his size was like part of his identity and stuff like that. So he wanted to lose weight and he started to lose weight. But then the agencies and the companies were like, no, what we like about you is that you're big. You know, if you lose weight, you're going to lose all these jobs, all these roles. So then he piled back on the weight and stuff. And ultimately, that could have been what gave him a heart attack and killed him.
Well, he was 20 stone at one point.
Fucking hell, man.
Going back like over 10 years ago, it would have been 20 stone.
Do you want to say what you are now? No?
I know what KG I am. I just have to calculate it. 16 and a half, close to 17.
That's a lot. 4.5 stone.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Big amount, like, just eating the gaff. I used to, like, order pizzas and stuff at like 4 a.m. at home, just playing a game. I'd just be like, I'm ordering a pizza. And like, you'd be just eating a whole large pizza, like.
Would you be conscious of it? Would you be self-conscious about your weight back then? Or was it not even a thing?
I would have been, yeah. Yeah. Proper, like.
Yeah.
But I just love the grub, still do. Let myself go and then I'll just go, all right, I need to get into the gym and just lose a stone or two.
Well, that's just maintenance, isn't it?
Yeah. But I just love the field. I do love the field.
I don't.
You don't love field?
Honestly, I was talking with my sister. Like, my sister's like, how can I put on a bit of weight? And I'm like, you really need to be eating a lot more than you're eating. And I'm the same. Like, I need to eat more calories than I'm eating. And I just don't. I'm a slow eater. I'm a picky eater. And I just don't eat as much as I should be eating. Do you know what I mean? I used to be very skinny.
Do you take that the wrong way? Like, with someone,
I'd be rubbed up the wrong way. Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, isn't it? Just flipped on its head.
Yeah.
Just the opposite way.
I think it could be on.
Like, if someone said to you, you're skinny fuck, in it, like, and you're having a row, and he was like, you're skinny fucking.
Yeah.
You'd go mad, wouldn't you?
I remember me confirmation. We went around shopping for clothes, and I went into a belt shop because there was no belts that I could get my size because I was so skinny. And we went into the belt shop and somebody was taking a measurement of my waist and she goes, oh, he is quite skinny. And I just remember, I was like, this is a specialist belt shop. And she was like shocked at how skinny I was. I was like, oh, fucking hell. I just remember how much that fucking hurt me. There was one time, I was so skinny that I went to the GP and complained about my weight. And she prescribed me insurance.
Yeah, and I remember you told me that before.
Yeah, actually. I had to go to the fucking chemist and I was like walking home with cases of insurance.
That's the stuff to put on weight, like if you're...
If you were a recovering addict or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ, how old were you?
15, 16 or something like that.
This is a deep episode, isn't it? remember that time the two of us were depressed out of my head?
I'm nuts. I just think that's mad though.
That is mad.
And I don't know how. I used to eat a box of biscuits every day for my lunch. They used to call me the Cookie Monster in school.
Did they? Yeah. The skinny Cookie Monster.
Where's he putting them?
If they said the skinny before, you'd be like,
you're fucking eating biscuits.
Watch your man.
No, you can't have one. But then that's kind of all I ate. So even though it was a lot of calories in one box, it was kind of all I'd bleed and eat. You
know? I know a fella who just used to eat chips. McCain's chips.
Oh, microwave chips?
Only, yeah.
Oh.
That's all he ate. McCain's chips. And on the off chance, he'd bring you out a box of them.
That's nice. Because they were expensive.
Yeah. So that's all he ate was McCain's chips. Thought it was mad.
I used to know someone who just ate toast and butter. He'd say, I'm just going home for a minute to get a bit of toast, and he'd come out with like 4 slices of toast and butter and just walk around the streets like eating the
with a bit of tissue around.
Yeah. Not even, no, just cycle. Like one hand holding the toast and the other hand eating the toast.
Was that just a snack outside though, and then he'd have his dinner like his mad make him his
dinner? No, because even if he went into his house, he'd have toast and beans and maybe an egg, fried egg or something. It was always just toast. Fucker just always ate toast.
Why?
I don't know. Just toast.
Very boring.
Oh, it's mad.
You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before Movember, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a mustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the mustache. You walk the draw day.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The mustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register. Are you dressing up for Halloween? Are you doing anything for Halloween?
No. No kids or nothing.
But you like Halloween. You dress up and have parties.
I don't feel like there's a buzz. Is there ever a buzz for Halloween? Because I felt like there was a buzz for Halloween the whole time.
When you were a kid?
No, even last year, the year before. Only up until this year.
Did you dress up? What did you do last year?
Went to the fireworks in Ballymun.
All right, okay. Well, you can do that again.
Oh, it's always raining. Rains every Halloween.
Yeah. I'd say A&E on Halloween is hilarious. Because you wouldn't know what's real blood and what's fake blood. And like is his arm really falling off or is that a prop?
Yeah.
Imagine a clown just coming in with a broken leg. Going, me fucking leg.
In the costume, like.
Yeah.
I'd say it's gas.
I'd say it's hilarious. I'd love to hear from someone that works in the
accidents area. That happen all year round, but just specifically Halloween.
Yeah, just makes it so much
funnier. But
you're
just dressed up as like a nun. A bloke dressed as a nun. And a broken leg.
Can you lift your dress up there, please? So,
woo!
Oh, God. Oliver is dressing up this year as...
Turtles. That last year?
That was last year. He's mad about this
demon,
YouTube.
He's dressed as K-pop Demon Hunters.
No, that's a good one though.
He's not allowed to watch that.
I'd say there's a few people now that would be dressing up as that. Found out this week that Ollie needs glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Walking at the walls, is he?
He's not walking at the walls and he can see all right, but he has a torn in his eye. What? So it's kind of straightened the torn in his eye.
So he's not actually like... It's not... To see better, is it? It's more just to fix that.
It is to see better. He's not like it is to help him see better as well. But it's also to strengthen his eye.
Your brother has glass and all, doesn't he? And your sister?
Yeah, my brother has glass.
Does your sister,
And my ma.
There you go.
But we thought, I have 20/20 vision and Moira has 20/20 vision, so we think it could be because of how he was born. Like what he has, the hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, like he will have that for the rest of his life. It's not something that it's like, all right, he's all clear. It's something that you'll always have. It's like
what's the complications like throughout life with that?
I mean, for most people, for a lot of people, it's severe, which is what we thought we were going to have, is severe cerebral palsy. But there's also other complications like hearing and sight and even taste, like because it's a brain injury. So it could just be genetic, but it could also be, it's a common side effect of HIE, so it could be that, which is kind of like, oh fuck, thought we were in the clear.
Of which? Of that's the short term for the
HIE. Hi. You think of it like that. But yeah, so he's going to need glasses now. And like, we were looking at the glasses and Oliver was like, oh, only nerds wear glasses.
And it's not wrong.
It's kind of true. Like
pure geeks, like.
Like if you type in nerd into your phone, the emoji that comes up is like a yellow face with glasses. Yeah.
And zits. Poppy zits. Yeah.
I just feel so bad for people with, like, people with glasses, they don't really have an idol. And I even said, they don't have anyone to look up to. There's no cool person that wears glasses. And I said to him, Spider-Man,
Clark Kent,
Batman, Superman. But they take them off when they become superheroes.
Yeah, like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't need these fucking bullshit things anymore.
I am no longer a geek.
Yeah, this is just a disguise when I have a geeky job as a newspaper photographer.
Harry Potter
is a
fictional
geek.
Fictional as well.
I mean, he's kind of cool, but like he's also a loser.
Saved Hogwarts.
He didn't save Hogwarts.
Ish.
Sorry,
ish.
He was part of the team that saved Hogwarts, but...
He saved Hogwarts-ish.
Who saved it? Your man.
Neville Longbottom
saved.
He's a bit of a geek though, as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't have glasses.
So he's not a geek.
It's hard. It's hard.
Even the people I hung around with that had glasses were considered geeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't be just because they had glasses.
It's so... And it's actually... They're the opposite of geeks. They're like, they're fucked up boys.
That's another thing, the way we're talking about, like, you getting affected by someone calling you skinny and me, like, the same with, like, oh, he's fat or whatever. But, like, wearing glasses was, like, I felt similar. Like, you'd attack, like, if someone called me fat and they wore glasses, I'd say, you specky bastard, you. Do you know what I mean? Like, but is it that, it trigger them as well as much as it would for...
100%. It's literally, here's a target, go after them about the glasses.
Yeah. And they hate it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you grow up and I'm sure you'd love it. Like, I'm trying to make it a real positive experience for Ollie. But Ollie is like, Ollie's very insecure already knowing that he's going to have to get glasses. Mm. Because he automatically thinks only nerds wear glasses. That's what he said.
I'm even thinking now, Amy wears glasses. Well, she has contacts in the whole time.
There you go.
Her eyesight is horrific. Horrific.
Is it?
Horrific.
I didn't know that.
And that, like, she's even gone to the extent of getting contact lenses.
Yeah.
To disguise that she wears glasses.
Yes, yeah.
I always kind of wanted glasses, though. And braces, yeah. I wanted braces when I was younger. I was like, they're cool.
I mean, we were talking about fashion styles earlier. There was a phase where people were wearing, just glasses frames just for fashion.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make them cool. Like, is that a cool pair of glasses that you can get? And for a child as well, they just look like such geeky kids.
Because their heads are so small.
Yeah.
And then they've got these big, huge goggles.
And my favourite pair of glasses...
Like the bits.
Ah, jeez. I know. Well, the thing is, nobody else in his class wears glasses, so he'll be the only person in his class wearing glasses.
Tell you who's fucking cool that wore glasses.
Tell me.
Edgar Davids.
Oh.
And he wore them... Visor ones on the pitch, remember?
When he was running around, yeah.
He's cool.
He is cool. Give me another cool person that wears glasses.
Do you mind if I ask ChatGPT?
I do mind. You can't. No, don't. You can't. You need to use your brain, man. There is none. Dexter's Laboratory. Glasses.
He's cool. Cool, famous. I'm not asked ChatGPT, just Google. Alt cool, you know?
Yeah.
Cool, famous people with glasses. Again, it's just like... Famous celebrities with glasses, and it says Jennifer Aniston. Like, when have you ever seen her wearing glasses?
Never.
Robert Downey Jr. is pretty cool with glasses. But he doesn't always wear them, though, does he?
No, Iron Man doesn't wear glasses.
They're always trying to hide it, the fact that they wear them.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Does he?
He wears sunglasses, doesn't he? Does he wear them eye-protecting glass, like the
He wears big blue light ones. Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, Ollie, glasses are cool. Oprah Winfrey wears glasses. John Lennon, geek. Hippie
geek. Rocker.
Got.
Fool. Who have we got? That's Tom Holland, but like Tom Holland plays Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Peter Parker, who's a fictional character that wears glasses. So they've found no one. They're giving you people from films and saying, oh, Tom Holland wears them.
I want characters. Say famous characters and not famous actors. Or even just famous
people. Will I Am. Oh, Ollie, you know Will I Am that was in the Black Eyed Peas and he turns around on the chair and the voice? He wears glasses.
We need a glasses superhero. We need a glasses...
Who keeps the glasses on?
Who keeps the glasses on?
NDE mode from Monsters Inc.
The geek.
Oh, that other thing from Monsters Inc. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Oh,
God, these are not good examples of cool people that wear glasses. But yeah, no, it's going to be fine. And he's going to have glasses. And it's going to be normal.
Just looking for one more thing.
It's not even Halloween.
That was like a real radio segment, was it? Stick around, we're gonna tease the Christmas run up. And then they play it like for a little minute and they're all like, ha ha ha.
They've defrosted her. She's out. She's escaped. And we're playing it here next on 98 FM.
Ah, you can't say the station now. That's funny.
It's all family. We're all family here. Come on, money, please, Granddaddy Bauer.
Can we get a live read, please, Daddy Bauer? Daddy Bauer, Granddaddy Bauer, I mean.
Love you. Have you heard of Three Eye Atlas? Have you heard of Three Eye Atlas? Have you heard, Darren Conway, have you heard of Three Eye Atlas? You for real?
It's Three Eye, as in Three Eyes?
Yeah, Three Eye Atlas.
And the person is Atlas, is it?
There's a comma. Right, so this is the main. There's a comet that's entering our solar system, and
is that the one we would have heard of like a few years ago? That's like close to Earth, and we don't know if it's going to pass or not. Or
yes,
is that what that one's called?
Three Eye Atlas, yeah. And this is insane. So it's in our solar system now. Like it's about to enter us in the next couple of days. Like it's going to pass Earth, and it's going at like 10,000 kilometers an hour. Like it's booming along. And they're keeping an eye on it. But they're looking at it. And there's like gases and stuff coming out of it. And there's light shining off it. Like spotlights coming off it. And people think there's a possibility, like a 30% possibility, this could be extraterrestrial aliens. And just by chance, it's going to be hidden from the Earth as it passes the sun. And that could be that could be by design. Because if you are a spaceship coming from light years away, you'd use the gravity of the sun to redirect your course where you're going, kind of like the slingshot maneuver in Interstellar. You'd use the gravity's pull to turn, and it's slowing down, and there's bursts of gas coming out the front, which is like what you would do if you were slowing down. So tomorrow, Friday, we're recording this on Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, it said that that's when it's going to happen. Well, it's already happening now, but if you were going to perform that maneuver, it will happen tomorrow. And it'll slingshot around and head towards Earth. But they're saying the reason why it's behind the sun is because it's going to park up there and then release loads of drones, loads of alien spaceships. And who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen?
Better happen.
But there's so many things that it's made of like nickel, which is something, a very specific type of nickel that on Earth you'd only use that metal in.
Can I Google it?
In production? Yeah, Google it.
What's it called? Three-eyed monster?
Three-eye atlas. The letter I. Three-eye atlas. Did you Google it there, yeah?
Three-eye atlas is a rare interstellar comet that entered our solar system in 2025. It is the
third of its kind.
Third such object detected within three-eye, signifying third interstellar object and atlas. Comet is being closely studied by scientists who understand its unique composition, its trajectory and conditions in other star systems and its unique visitor form beyond our solar system.
But there's a scientist from Harvard University that's saying that it's not behaving like a comet. It's behaving like a man-made, a designed ship.
Yeah.
And there's lights coming off it. Like, there's lights coming off it. What the fuck is that?
Is there a photo of it, like?
And it's 10 kilometres wide. And it's like a ball.
Fastest comet ever recorded. How come you're not hearing about this? Sorry about the banging. I seen someone said that there's no even like noise of drills. Just referencing drills and they couldn't even hear it on the podcast. That's mad though.
Just on that, so NASA have come out and said that guy from Harvard that you're talking about, that they don't really buy what he's said.
We don't trust NASA at all.
Their comment, just for balance, is it looks like a comet. It does comet things. It very, very strongly resembles in just about every way the comets that we know. And it has some interesting properties that are a little bit different from our solar system comets, but it behaves like a comet. And so the evidence is overwhelmingly pointing to this object being a natural body. It is a comet.
So what would they know? They haven't been funded in years.
Yeah.
They're not even operating anymore. They have no money. They're gone broke. Fucking NASA. What do they know?
They don't know shit.
This is a Harvard University teacher. I'm going to trust this guy. With me. He said it's very unnatural. It's behaving very unnatural. And it's a 30% chance that it's a fucking UFO.
A UFO in a comet.
It's all way too neatly and perfectly.
Are they hiding in the comet?
It could be just.
And the lights are like, they're like, fucking turn that off, will you? They're going to get caught.
But they just think that it's a comet. They haven't. It's so far away, like that. You're just seeing the speed of it. Like you're just seeing the information from it.
A little bit of fire.
A little glow. And then it's spitting out gas. It's 10 kilometers wide. Like it's the size of Manhattan. It's huge.
Manhattan peanuts.
It's the size of a peanut, man. Mr. Manhattan. It's the size of Mr. Manhattan.
Yeah, it looks tiny. Like
a little shape of him and all.
The size of Manhattan is bigger than Ireland, is it?
No.
London is bigger. 10 kilometers. Is London bigger than Ireland?
Yeah, London's bigger than the whole of Ireland.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, Siobhan?
No.
Someone told me that before and I still believed it. To now. So it's not.
There's more people in London than there is in...
Ireland,
yeah.
I was going to check that.
It's big. London's big, like, but it's kind of like four counties.
Ireland's bigger than London, I said.
Yeah. Yes, man. Yes.
That Ireland's bigger than London.
But there's more people in London than there is in Ireland.
London is bigger than Ireland? Only messing.
Jeez, you're giving me a headache there. So what do you think about the aliens coming?
I'm ready.
Are you?
I've played loads of alien games to prepare myself. Did you ever see Mars Attack?
Yeah.
Just watch that. Prepare yourself.
What if it flew by Earth and it didn't hit anything and it just
went like this.
And you could see it and they took photographs of it and there was aliens waving at us as they went by and then they just left our solar system. What then?
I'd be raging. Because I'd be happy that it didn't hit Earth and destroy anything.
Yeah.
And kill people and stuff. But I'd be a bit disappointed that if I seen a photo of them waving, I'd be like, they were friendly. I'd like them to say hello.
Yeah.
You know?
They were friendly waving. What if they looked just like you? What if it went by and there was a window on it and there was like 2,000 Darren Conways just waving down? And you were like, what the fuck?
But it was just you like...
How would you live the rest of your life if they took photographs and it was all over the news and they said, breaking news, UFO passes Earth and we have HD footage of it and it's just 2,000 Darren Conways waving and it came and went, like it came close down, it took a look at Earth, waved and you were all 10,000 Darren Conways and then it just left back to where it came from.
And like in America, they'd just be like looking at, oh, they're so human, like it just looks like one of us. But
the world would know. They'd all say they all look just like this man who makes content from Ireland.
Wanted
Darren Conway, and everyone would
watch
it.
What have you got to do with this?
Everyone would be interviewing you, and they'd be saying, "How do you feel that these people look just like you? Who are you?"
Just be like, look, lads, I just want to do the big shop.
Leave me alone.
Just in Blanche getting chased around.
Would that fuck with your head?
Yeah, would you? I'd have aliens. To get like a face transplant or something.
From outer space? Would you not be questioning your own identity and would you not be like, maybe I should be on that fucking spacecraft as well?
Maybe I'm an alien.
Man, I think I'd be freaked out. If there was 10,000 John McGuckins.
Ah, that'd be fucked up.
I'd be like, take me with you. How the fuck do I communicate with these fellas? I want to know what's going on.
Because we'd be all arguing at each other.
Fuck that, man. You get a bleeding chill. You don't want to get a chill. That's the last thing you want to get.
Did you do that on the weekend or anything?
Yeah, on Saturday morning, I went to do a rowing. There was a charity event in Jerry Douglas's gym in Ballymun. But it was to raise funds for a child called Ryan who has brain cancer. Jeez. And it's to raise funds for treatment for it because it's really advanced cancer and the treatments are experimental and they only do them in, I think, Italy and America. They're not doing them here yet. And so it's to raise funds for that or to raise funds like for if anything happens, just to support the family like with a few quid.
And you were doing rowing?
So the objective was to get 50,000 kilometres in rowing.
In the water?
On the rowing machines.
Just I thought you meant rowing. I said like fucking, hey, oh, oh.
Like, well, went around
in the
world.
One fucking canal.
No, it was just doing fucking, everyone was just kind of rotating and doing.
You'd done the rowing machine?
Yeah.
What did you have to get on it?
It was more timed, so it was like 35 minutes.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, we ended up doing like...
I seen on your story, the back of you, I think, Marta posted something and you were on the thing.
I went too hard. I thought, yes. It's only fucking wrong.
I done 2,000 on it the other day in the gym in like 500 intervals, like 500 metre intervals. Is that correct? Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah, yeah.
And even it was bollocks.
Hard, isn't it?
Dead.
Yeah.
But High Rocks is like 1,000. I think it's 1,000.
1,000 what? Meters?
Yes.
That's easy.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah.
Am I wrong? Maybe is it kilometres?
Maybe 10 kilometres, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what fucking High Rocks
is. It's 1,000 on it anyway, and you bring it down from, it goes 900, 800. 1,000 metres, has to be.
Yeah. But that's easy.
Well, it's not.
Ah, yeah. 1,000 metres. I do that in a minute and a half, I'd say. Anyway, I was bollocks after.
Okay, I was just saying that I thought 2,000 metres is impressive, but it's clearly shy.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Cool. One.
There's not much to that, but like, you know, I done that, and then later on in the evening, I done another charity event. So I'm just getting all
fucking
that karma.
Flat out on the charity event.
Getting that fucking good karma.
Yeah, man.
Somebody just met, someone that I grew up with was doing a fundraiser, a Stars in Their Eyes fundraiser for St. Francis Hospice. And that was in, where was that? That was in the, were you ever out in Parnell's, Craig Kieran's or something? There's a bleeding pub, dingy pub called Craig Kieran's. Where it was fucking
Craig
late. Craig
Kieran's?
Yeah, I think it's.
Craig and Kieran's?
No, what's.
Two first names?
Grange Kieran or Kieran, I don't know.
It's in a pub.
It's in a pub.
Small pub.
Big pub. It's kind of like a PE hall. But they have events there. I was there before at a darts event, but this was.
You performing, like?
I wasn't performing, I was judging. And I thought I was going to be the only person judging, but I was there, and there was three other judges, and it was Gemma Dunleavy, because there's loads of people from around the area. It was off of Summer Hill, like, you know. Gemma Dunleavy, Christy Bourke, which I thought was fucking
Christy
random.
Bourke?
Christy Bourke, the politician, and Maureen Hughes, the politician. Like, what? This is a Stars in Their Eyes charity event. This is fucking bizarre. I was like talking to Christy. I was like, Christy was trying to talk to me. And sure, I ran against Christy in the local elections years ago as Fintan McCormick. And he was like, how are you? What's your name again?
Fintan.
I was like, my name is Joe, but you probably know me as Fintan McCormick. He was like, oh, you're Fintan McCormick. So I was chatting to him a little bit about politics and everything. But
how did that go?
The chat about politics?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. He's a very interesting person. He has a very interesting past. He was heavily involved in the drug marches back in the 80s and the 90s. So it was great to chat to him about a little bit about that.
That experience, like?
Yeah, like he kind of started the movement and yeah, just kind of, he's a very interesting character. There's got to be, I just feel like I have to talk to him. I have to really sit down and talk to him.
Have a pint, like?
Or he doesn't drink. He hasn't a coffee.
We can have a blackcurrant.
He's very old. He's very old, like. But he has some experience. He's a wealth of experience.
Is he old?
He's old, yeah. He's old as fuck. He didn't run. He was a TD for the North East Inner City for like 20 maybe 30 years, but he didn't run in the last election.
So tell me about the event.
So the event was the Stars and Our Eyes event.
That was a and it was just, lovely segue that was.
It was pretty nice. It wasn't much to it. Like, people got up and sang the Stars and Our Eyes song and dressed up, but it was just like, I hope that they would. Like, I hope that there would be a whole hoopla about it. And I thought they were going to come to the judges.
Go all in, like.
Yeah, I had jokes. They gave us like a score sheet, and they were like, "Oh, write some funny notes down." So when we ask it about them, like, you'll have. And I wrote some funny jokes down, and I had bits and everything. And then at the end,
what do you think of that, Joe? Next up, we
they didn't even do that. They just said, "Gemma, will you come up on stage and say who wins and sing a song?" And I'm like, "What the fuck am I even doing here?"
Who won?
And I was so, who won? Some bloke who done Starman.
David Bowie,
yeah. Very impressive.
Did they dress up?
Dressed
whole
up,
shebang?
Yeah.
Did everyone put in top effort or?
Just him. And that's why he won, really, because, you know.
If you're going to do it, like, you know.
Face paint and all.
The start, like the.
The zigzag.
Zigzag, fucking, yeah. Thunderbolts.
Yes, Thunderbolts. But yeah, I was like, why the fuck was I even there? Because I was late getting there because of the traffic, because there was a match on in Parnell's and it was like a sold out match. And when I got there, they weren't letting any cars in because somebody had a heart attack at the match.
Jesus.
And there was an ambulance and there was a whole issue. So then I had to go back and then I got me scooter. And I was halfway in on the scooter and I started lashing. And I said, I'm not fucking doing this. So I turned back and then I got a taxi in. So I held up the whole fucking charity event by about an hour. And then they were rushing it. And I'm like, why the fuck were you even waiting for me?
Let's go, do it.
You didn't even ask me for notes. I didn't. I'm like, well, you may as well not have even been there. Could have just went on with me. But it was nice. I feel like I got me karma. I got some good karma for all the bad shit that I've been saying. So I think I'm even with the universe now.
Until your bike gets robbed. Or your scooter.
Until my scooter gets robbed again, yeah.
Because that can happen at any time, any moment.
You never know.
It's probably gone now.
Yeah. I don't have it with me. It was raining today, so I left it at home.
Mm.
So do you think I'm a good person now?
For now, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Keep doing them, though.
I went up to the bar to get a pint. And they were like, there's your... There was people behind the bar. I was like, there's your fucking man. And then I was like, yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
And they were like, fucking no way. Darren Conway's sidekick.
No.
Yeah, fucking cunts.
Yes. They're saying I'm messing, though.
Nah, they were being cheeky. They were being smart. Like, you know, they were trying to be...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just ignored it and walked away. Like, I didn't even play into it. Usually I would play into it.
Yeah. But similar thing happened to... Well, not similar, but like... I was in the airport going to Tenerife and there was like... A loud ump was just like shouting, like... Saying, oh, the hunky dory fella and all. And like, they're with their boards and all. And I was just like, mate, I just don't want them to sit behind me or be in the same hotel, like...
Yeah.
I didn't see them since then, though.
Good.
It's horrible.
Yeah, does your fucking head in. You're like, just bleeding. I'm doing charity here, mate.
It's doing a good thing, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking give back.
Give back, you know, St. Francis Hospice and all these are doing is calling Darren Conway sidekick. Fucking hell, like.
But it was nice as well. A lot of people were coming up and saying that they liked the podcast and stuff. So that was nice.
It's always good to hear. What do you think of that?
Loved it.
Yeah. We always say that, don't we? What do you think of that?
Well, you do.
Every time, like.
What did you think of it?
Good, yeah.
You always ask me, what did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. One of the better ones.
Yeah.
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 Thanks for asking what I thought of it, because it's always me asking what you thought of it.
Yeah.
And
I care about what you think.
I don't think you do, but it's okay.
I know, it matters. You matter to me.
I matter.
You do matter.
I matter.
One of my favourite quotes from any movie is, I like me. Yeah. Did you ever see Planes, Trains and Automobiles?
I did.
And that scene where Steve Martin lashes out at John Candy about how much of an annoying prick he is.
Mm.
And then John Candy goes, my wife likes me. I like me. I'm a good person. And man, every time I see that scene, hairs stand up on my arms. Right now, I'm even getting a little
bit. Can see it.
Goose pimply.
They're doing a scary movie 6.
That's good.
Just letting you know. Not really much out there, I just heard him saying it, so just thought I'd let you know real quick.
And the Wayans brothers are back making it.
Yeah, we have to go though.
Yeah, we do have to go.
If you want to check that out, Google it or something, I don't give a
fuck
two shits.
Fuck them.
Once this is over, I don't care.
But we'll do a bonus episode first.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus. See ya.
See ya.
You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before Movember, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event or do your own daft challenge.
Right, I'll grow the moustache, you walk to Drogheda.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives, sign up now at movember.com/register.